Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Dave Schutte, owner of Oliver's and several other restaurants around Western New York, including Brightsmith Brewery. Or Dave, we're looking at Thanksgiving and a big week for bars and restaurants. And I want to start with Oliver's and Thanksgiving dining, because so many people were talking about having the, you know, traditional home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. But at Oliver's, you guys have been, well, welcoming a lot of people who go out for Thanksgiving. And that might be more popular than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, certainly, Brian. Good morning. How are you? Yeah, it's been a tradition that I've carried on, obviously, the 12 years I've been there. And, you know, previous ownership, I think it's been in the 50s, and then they started Thanksgiving. And it's been more and more popular. We actually added it on at Creekview as well about 15 years ago. And there's so many families that maybe are, you know, smaller now in size, or that not everybody loves turkey. They have dietary restrictions. They want to get a filet instead of turkey. But we sell a lot of turkeys. We're about 70% of the people that dine with us are all turkey lovers.
That's funny. You know, I was listening to one of our talk shows the other day, and they were talking about non-turkey Thanksgiving dinners. And there were a lot of people that cook something else.
Yeah, it's become more popular in the sense that, you know, we all grew up on turkey, but I guess maybe not all of us love it like I do. Personally, it's one of my favorite meals of the year. Several people enjoy fish or vegetarian meals now. And by coming to Oliver's, you can get that variety. We have basically our full menu, plus we add on turkey and all the accompaniments there, and, you know, apple pie and pumpkin pie. So it's fun for everybody to come in and not have to clean up, but they can just go home and watch football or enjoy their loved ones at the restaurant.
Yeah, there is something about that. And we went out to the Bills game a couple of years ago on Thanksgiving. And so it was a bunch of friends, and we had a nice meal beforehand. We went out to a restaurant that was kind of our Thanksgiving dinner. And there is something to be said for sitting down, not really having to worry about bringing or cooking or cleaning or anything like that, and just being able to enjoy the people you're with.
Yeah, I think that's what people are realizing. It's more important to be with family and celebrate with the ones you love rather than forcing a meal that not everybody really wants to have, or having to cook three different things for, you know, people that have dietary restrictions and aversions to turkey. So I think the most important thing is just being together. And if it's at home, that's wonderful. If it's at the restaurant, we love that too.
You know, before we get too far, are your restaurants full for tonight? Or for tomorrow, I'm sorry?
For tomorrow, they're pretty much full. We have a wait list. There might be a few spots that open up due to travel issues and things like that. But for the most part, both restaurants are pretty much sold out, including takeout, which we do a lot of that as well.
Well, even for everybody who enjoys the Thanksgiving meal at home, it's still a big weekend for going out, whether it's because of people in town or just the time off of work. Right, tonight, Friday night, I'd imagine, are huge for bars all around Western New York.
Yeah, it really started, honestly, this past weekend. I don't know if it's the energy coming off the big Bills win last week and carrying through to this week now with Thanksgiving coming in. But Sunday was a great day for all the restaurants, and last night was good, and I think tonight's going to be even better. So looking forward to a great weekend. Hopefully we can keep the snow farther south in the ski hills.
Oh, you know, you should be in pretty good shape on that. But is it all hands on deck when it comes to this weekend at your place?
Susan. Yeah. At all the restaurants, when we hire people initially, you know, we tell them up front, you know, these are the holidays we're open. And it's kind of known that if you're going to work at our restaurant, you know, you're going to have to pull some holidays, you know, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, things like that. So we try to bounce it around, though, and give people some flexibility here and there as far as times in and times out. But if it's all hands on deck for sure.
We all kind of think of tonight as the busy night, the night before. But is that necessarily the case as you kind of look throughout the weekend?
You know, it's a good day all around. I think, you know, for what I see is the bar side of things is probably busier than the restaurants. I mean, the restaurants are going to be full tonight. You know, we're pretty committed at most of them. But I think it's those kids maybe that come home from college that want to go out and see their friends they haven't seen. And, you know, the rest of the families are dining out and probably going home to get ready for the big day tomorrow. But it's still a great day, though, for sure.
What are you thinking, Dave, about Sunday when the Bills are in primetime Sunday night against the 49ers at home? Could be a snow game. And still a lot of, you know, Thanksgiving people are here, visitors from out of town, probably staying through the weekend. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great day for us. I think brunch at Brightsmith will be pretty strong because of the late game. And then hopefully people stick around and watch the game at Brightsmith. So I think it's going to be a great Sunday as well.
Yeah, all weekend long, great stuff for people heading out to Western New York. And really the holiday season in general, whether it's gift cards, things like this, we talk so much around this week about retail, you know, Black Friday, they're finally making a profit in that industry. Can the same be said for the restaurant industry, just in general, restaurants and bars? Is this the time of the year where you make hay?
We really do. Between small office gatherings to larger parties and home gatherings, you know, our catering business is strong. Of course, gift certificates are always a great gift for family and friends. And it's easier now than ever because you can go right online to our website and just order it and have it sent to whoever you want to send it to, whether it's across the country or, you know, down the street. You don't have to come in necessarily and get a gift certificate, or you can just call the restaurant and have one mailed to you. So it's easier than ever to buy one, and it's a great gift. And who doesn't like going out to a restaurant, especially in January and February, March? Something gives you something to do.
Right. You know, are all holiday parties back? I mean, post-COVID? Has that all returned?
They really are, yeah, more than ever. Last year was a strong year for us, and this year we're seeing it even stronger. And predictions across the country are saying the same thing. So we're excited about return to normalcy, quote-unquote.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Dave, thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy what's going to be a busy weekend for you. Dave Schutte, owner of Oliver's, Brightsmith Brewing, Creekview, here in Western New York.